Jay Williams is the best. Weekday mornings before Mike and Mark, Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Nuggets analyst Jay Williams, joining us courtesy of Elite Sportsbook. All right, Jay, I think we figured it out. Derek, hey, Derek, you should run by past Jay what your feelings are with Jamal. Maybe we just start there. Because Derek's just sort of getting to know some of these guys, especially Jamal. So
I've had enough. I'm tired of watching him. Tired of watching him go out there and hit two threes and then act like he's the best thing ever and then mope around when he doesn't make them. Terrible body language. It's just it's terrible.
Are you talking about Luka? Who are you talking about?
Jamal Murray.
Oh, you're saying Jamal Murray, terrible body language?
Yeah.
Is that like a statement or is that like an opinion that you're asking me? I'm confused.
It's a statement. The statement is that he needs to be out of here. Got to get him out of here.
Get him out of Denver?
Yeah, get him out of here.
I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like I'm being sabotaged.
for the record, I don't feel like that whatsoever. So we have a difference of opinion here between myself and Derek.
Derek, so, okay. Let me give you an example of bad body language. Have you ever watched Luka Doncic play?
I don't care about what they're doing in Dallas. I'm worried about what they're doing
here. Okay, Derek, your mood, your energy right now, I don't know if I'm liking this around a team that I need to win the Western Conference. So, I appreciate that I'm calling it to this show, but you need to get on board.
You're only as good as your second best player, and he's not good enough.
When do we live in a state of pessimism? What is going on here?
Why is your voice so high?
Well, because now you have me animated. Now you have me passionate about this. So you're saying that because your second player's body language isn't always the...
It's not even just that. It's his body language. His performance is so up and down. It's never that... And even when it's great, it's not that great.
Huh.
So he's not even an all-star.
The reason why you need to... I feel like I'm being... Is this like an Ashton Kutcher punch moment?
No. I'm stating pure facts right now. Everything I'm saying is factual. Huh. And my opinion, based on those facts, is that I think they need to figure something else out. He's not that guy. I'm saying if he can't do it this year, if he doesn't become that guy, which I highly doubt he will in the playoffs, they need to find somebody else.
Okay, Derek.
Or get a new coach that knows how to use his players.
Well, we can talk about that. But how about you and I have a little wager here on your station that we can keep. I bet you $50 that Jamal Murray is that player when you need him to be the most. Are you willing to take that bet? And if I'm wrong,
he proved it last night. We needed him to step up because their best player wasn't playing. So guess what? Your second best player's got to step up. And did he? No.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk when the playoffs come around, Derek.
Playoffs?
Are you?
They'll be lucky to make it through the first round.
You're not going to have him pass the first round, Derek?
What if something happens to him, it's over for him.
Okay, if something happens to LeBron James, you don't think it's over for the Lakers?
I don't. Why do you keep comparing other teams? I'm talking about this team.
Whoa, wait a second, Derek. First off, you're coming at me in a very angry way here. I don't know if I like your tone. And Derek, if I take Stephen Curry off the Golden State Warriors, are they going to
stop talking about other teams? We're talking about the Denver Nuggets.
Because this is how you compare greatness.
No, you don't.
You compare greatness.
No, you don't.
Okay.
No, you don't. Different teams, different players, different coaches, different roles. What I'm saying is that this team is only as good as their second best player. And they proved last night that they can't even score 100 points. They can't score 90 without Jokic on the court. And that is not good.
Okay, well.
And not sustainable through the playoffs.
Take the bet.
Yes, I will definitely take the bet.
Absolutely. Okay, that's all I wanted to hear you say. Bet on. I don't even need to hear your opinion anymore.
What is that? What does him showing up look like? What does him even showing up look like?
I think Jamal Murray is going to be
3 for 17 instead of.
What's that, Jay? Sorry. So what do you think? What do you think his future is going to be, Jamal Murray?
I think we're going to find out a lot about it this year, but I am of the belief that a player that showed you that ability only a couple of years ago in the bubble, and I know it's wrong. You can throw it back and say whatever you want. But I think there is that player in Jamal Murray. I firmly believe that. That when you need him the most, I'm not absolving him of his poor performance the other night, but I think when you need him the most, I think Jamal Murray is a player you can count on. That's what I believe.
When has he been that guy?
Bubble.
Okay.
Bubble. But that's
okay. So when there was no fans, no pressure, none of that stuff.
Right, that's all that stuff.
And nobody cared about it. Right. So he's a great practice player. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Seen a lot of those. Guys are really good in practice, but you put them in a game and they just stink.
I don't know if I've seen a lot of players like Jamal Murray, but I wouldn't dare to call him a practice player.
I see a lot of better players in him. That's
huge
sure.
insult.
I know who the second best player really is on the Nuggets. Christian Who? Braun.
Who?
Christian.
Christian Braun.
Okay.
Best athlete in Denver, probably, in my opinion. Guy's an animal.
I don't know what's happening here. Derek, so you believe that you guys are going to get bounced in the first round and that Jamal Murray will
me?
No longer
Why
be
Why you put me in this?
Well, because I don't feel that way. I think the Nuggets are going to go to the NBA Finals and compete against... I think they might compete against Boston. I think Boston gets over. But, it was interesting for EJ to come in, and Derek was just unleashing on Jamal. I kind of get
because
it.
Because I've been to a very few games, and every game I get to, not impressed. Just not impressed. The way he's out of shape, he's not even in shape. He's out there gassed.
I am standing here today on March 31st saying that I am picking Denver to come out of the West.
All right.
Okay, and it's not a very competitive conference. I mean,
whoa, wait a second.
At this point of the season, it's not.
Hold on a second. I'm going to tell
they
you.
They just got roasted by the Pelicans,
Derek,
dude. Come on. Let's be real.
Can I ask you a question here? From somebody who's played the sport, please do not mistake in experts who have never played that tell you that parity makes it not a competitive conference. Like, do not sleep on what the Lakers are doing. Do not sleep on what Sacramento is just because they lack playoff experience. Are there three title contenders of teams that are like Philadelphia, Milwaukee, or Boston? Maybe not, but it doesn't mean that it's not a competitive conference. It doesn't mean that the team that comes out of the West doesn't have a legitimate shot at winning an NBA championship. The competitive nature can work against you on the opposite side of the bracket, by the way. Like, if you're talking about Boston may be so mangled, or by the time if you're going according to seeding, if they have to go through Miami, and then they have to go through Philly, and maybe they take Philly to seven games, and then Philly comes out of that, and they're going against Milwaukee, that goes seven games, you might see a situation where injuries occur, things happen, where Denver might win a world championship. So let's not say that once you get to an NBA championship, it's a 50-50 scheme about who can win a championship there.
Here we are.
You're only as good as your second best player. And Jamal Murray ain't him.
Okay. I hope he is. I think.
I hope that he is.
But
I hope that something clicks in his brain and he just is like, you know what? I'm going to try hard.
I'm sorry, I walked into a buzzsaw today.
I'm going to try hard. I'm going to try to be a good leader. I'm going to try to do this and that. No. Right. I'm not going to mope around.
Oh, my God.
He's a front runner. He's a front runner.
All right, our time is up with Jay. And hopefully Jay comes back at some point. But, Jay?
I just don't know how to react to this.
Listen, you got to get real. You got to be honest with yourself. Sometimes, and denial is not just a river in Egypt.
All right. Jay, I hope we talk to you next week, my man. That was addressing.
Right. I feel like I just got kidnapped. I don't even know where I am right now, but okay. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All of a sudden, it makes sense talking to Stephen A. after that. Thank you, Jay. We'll talk to you later. Jay Williams.
I just ruined his day.
How do you go from not asking any questions to that?
No. That's besides the point. Let me take people behind the scenes a little bit here. Jay just pulled up in Houston for the Final Four. This man was preparing for a great weekend. Now I don't know what he's got in store.
Pooped on his birthday cake.
Well, you didn't even. Well, it was pretty funny because you never really asked a question. and you didn't let him talk.
No. Nope. That's how you take control of the narrative. Public speaking 101.
That's Jay Williams, our ESPN Nuggets analyst, courtesy of Elite Sportsbook. You're welcome.